You're listening to Mucho Culture Radio, Community Voices.
Welcome, David Wesson, a recording engineer. He has a master's degree in music ethnic musicology. He traveled around Africa to work with artists from different countries.
Hi, my name's Dave Ewenson. Thanks for having me on your show. I'm a recording engineer. I learned my skills recording from Charles Austin here in Halifax, and now I'm working on my master's degree in ethnomusicology and working recording video and music and just trying to learn as much about music from around the world. I'm living in Toronto. I just spent a couple years going back and forth to Ghana doing research and recording some music there, and then just settled in Toronto, Ontario. I first went to Ghana as a student, just to travel around the country and learn a bit about the different traditions, many musical traditions that exist in the country, and then luckily had the opportunity to go back and do some recording work there and some video work. And then I just wanted to go back again. I think you go there a couple times, you want to keep going and learn a bit more. I went back to do my master's research in the northern part of the country in a city called Tamale, documenting the work of some drum makers in Tamale. I traveled into Burkina Faso and Mali and Senegal. After some repeated trips, I worked with a musician named Massa Dembele, who's in Burkina Faso. We got along very well, and I really loved his music. And so we made a recording together, which I'm helping to release in the United States and Canada. And so that some work in Burkina Faso, but most of the work was in Ghana. Some of the work I was doing in Ghana was traditional music, helping some groups make some videos. And then also gospel is very huge music, very powerful music in Ghana. So I was working with some artists there, just helping to make recordings and videos. Well, Halifax is it's an amazing city. I think it's a little off, the grid, a little far away from larger centers like Toronto and Montreal. Sometimes that makes it difficult to make music here, but I think that it makes the community stronger in a different way. People support each other really well. And I think things are, from what I've noticed in my experience, things are, it's an exciting time where people seem to be sharing their music with one another, creating new sounds. There's a lot of people who've moved to Halifax over the last, 10, 20 years, new Canadians from all over the world. And I think they're making their voices heard. And I think it's a really exciting time right now. Well, I'm here for the Obey Convention, and I'm helping to organize a speaker series which runs in conjunction with the Obey Convention. It's called the Every Seeker Symposium. And so we try to get scholars, musicians, or just people who love music to talk about their experience with music. Sometimes it has to do with music related to science, music related to meditation. So it's many different experiences with music. So I'm helping to organize that, and it's a real treat for me to get to come back to Halifax and see some performances and see old friends.
Thank you. Happy to get you on Mucho Culture Radio.
You're listening to Mucho Culture Radio, Community Voices. Have a good time with Mucho Cultural Radio.